And that means it is time for sports with Mike Cossey. Let's see if Mr. Cossey is in this morning. Good morning, Mike.
Yeah, I'm here.
How you doing?
Where else would I be? I'm doing good.
That's right. Well, I've taken to I'm getting to know a lot of the ball clubs just by having the Major League Network on from basically 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon on. There's always a ball game on. So I got quite a view of the lousy teams that are out there. And, wow. You know, there's some pretty bad teams out there, Mike.
A lot of bad teams out there. Yeah. Baseball's a bad product.
Yeah.
Baseball's become a microcosm of the home run derby.
Well,
that's all it is.
And you can say it because, like last night, Yankees hit 6 individual home runs. They defeated Baltimore 9-4.
But yeah, 6 home runs, 9 runs.
Yep.
I mean, there's no hitting. All it is a home run hitting contest.
And
there's no extended innings. It's a different game, and I don't like it.
Yeah, and that put them in a they beat a major league record. They now have 36 home runs playing against Baltimore this year in Baltimore's park. They broke the record of 30. I think it was 32 or 33 that was held for billions of years. And they still have another 3 games after this to go with Baltimore. I mean,
imagine that, 36 home runs against one opponent
in their ballpark.
Mm-hmm. every major league team this year is setting a record for home for a career year in home runs. Mm-hmm. I mean, what does it tell you?
Now, also, what was pointed out is there's a lot of there was an article that was just put out yesterday that I saw, and I didn't get a chance to read through the whole thing. That this new baseball has affected some pitchers that especially like to use a very sharp slider where the slider's not as sharp as it used to be.
There's no seam.
Yeah.
There's no seam. Balls move because of the seams and the way you grab and release it. And when you don't have a seam, the ball doesn't move. And the ball is a titleist with seams. I watched, I think it was on Monday night, I think it was the Met game, somebody hit a home run into a right field bullpen. The ball hit the ground in the bullpen and bounced 30 or 40 feet into the stands. That's not supposed to happen with a baseball.
Well, that happened yesterday in Baltimore. The Yankees, one of the home runs was hit, and they've got a padding that's around the wall, and it hit the top of the padding. And instead of just hitting the top of the padding and then, you know, rolling into the stands, it bounced at least 20 feet in the air.
And more you see with a lot of these backstops that are tight on wild pitches.
The ball bounces
right back.
When the
ball gets by the catcher, it used to hit the wall and die. Well, now it hits the wall and bounces all the way back to home plate. The ball is jacked. I don't care how far Major League Baseball wants to bury their head in the sand. The ball is jacked. All of these hitters, they're good hitters. Yeah, they're good hitters. They're not as good as they are showing themselves to be because the ball is jacked. The ball's jacked. There's no. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely horrible. I don't like it, as you can tell.
All right. So
not depriving any hitters from anything but a home run, something that you're supposed to earn. Any solidly hit ball now is going 400 feet.
It's crazy. That's all I've got to say. Well, anyways,
I know as an ex-pitcher, if I was pitching in today's baseball, I'd be hitting a hell of a lot of guys.
Yeah, it's like I said, when you look at the games that were played yesterday, and you look at the scores once again, Oakland 11, Chicago 4, Houston 11, Colorado
Detroit
6,
10.
Atlanta 12, Minnesota 7, Arizona 8, Philadelphia 4, San Diego 9, Seattle 4, Detroit 10-4. I mean, the Yankees 9-4. I mean, jeez, it's pretty amazing. The only normal score, really, there was just a couple, but the Mets beating Miami 5-0. But I mean,
and the Dodgers win it 3-1.
Yeah, but wow, I tell you,
mm-hmm.
It's some predicament. I think they've got themselves into baseball. I think they're going to have to. They're definitely going to have to go back to the other ball. They're definitely going to have to.
It's ridiculous. It really is. Hey, well, no, I'll tell you about something else ridiculous. Met fans. Enjoy what's going on, but get a grip on yourself, okay? Here's the Mets have a tremendous streak going on. They're playing. They're winning. Here's what who the streak was accrued against: the Padres, the Pirates, the White Sox, the Pirates, and Miami. Okay. If you look at the standings, Pirates last place, the Marlins last place, the Padres next to last place. They're beating teams that they should beat. That's great. Okay, but upcoming, starting this weekend, the Mets play Washington, Atlanta, then they get another bum of the month with Kansas City, Cleveland, Atlanta, Chicago, Philadelphia, and then they start hitting into, in September, a lot of division teams, and you throw the Dodgers in there, okay? This is the stretch the Mets have to go 10 out of 11. They have to beat Washington, Atlanta, Cleveland, Atlanta, and the Cubs to have a shot to make the playoffs. I hear people talking about the Mets winning the National League East. Come back to earth. Enjoy what's going on, all right? If they beat these teams on the road ahead of them, then you can start thinking that. But you can't get excited about beating the Marlins, the Pirates, and the Padres. Can't do it.
Just look at it this way. 3 years ago, the Yankees, when they made their run, enjoy it game by game. You know what? The Yankees made it to the play for a game for the American League Championship, and they lost. Enjoy it while it happens. If it doesn't go all the way, it doesn't go all the way. If the Mets were to finish above 500 and not make the playoffs, look where they were.
But I'll tell you one thing. Both you and I laughed when they got this new pitching coach. Yeah. And I'm going to eat crow this morning.
Absolutely.
Since they got the 82-year-old pitching coach, there's been a distinct change in the pitching patterns and the way that the Mets starting pitchers pitch.
Yep.
And that's the difference in the Met team. The 82-year-old man is probably can't count for the saber metrics or whatever the heck you call it, and is back to old school pitching because Wheeler and Syndergaard have become very, very effective pitchers by pitching differently than they pitched in the first half of the season. And the only difference is the pitching coach. And like I said, I laughed and we made fun of him when he was there, but I'm giving him all the credit in the world today because he's the difference in the Mets. Solely, he's the difference in the Mets because the Mets pitching in the day of the title is baseball has become very, very good. The starting pitching is there. The relief pitching still needs some help, but the starting pitching's getting depth, and that's what wins baseball games.
All right. Now, Tom Brady and his wife are selling their house in Brookline.
Yeah, I think I'm going to put a bid in on it.
$39.5 million.
I couldn't afford the Met.
Now, here's something very interesting. Tom Brady and his wife are building a house right next door in Amenia, New York, at the Silo Ridge closed community that has been developed.
Good.
Yeah.
They can go wherever they want.
Absolutely.
He's entitled to it.
Absolutely.
He's earned his money.
He has.
And anybody that doesn't like it, too bad. Go out and play football as good as him, and you can have a $39 million house.
Well, especially play football as good as he has for as long as he has.
Mm-hmm.
And stay out of trouble for as long as he has.
Well, he's not a dummy.
Yeah. All right.
He's not your prototypical NFL player.
We got any racing today?
Yes, sir. Up at Saratoga in the fourth race today, $50,000 claiming race, 1 mile on the inner turf. Saratoga has a decent field for this race. There should be about 9 or 10 horses in it. I'm going to a horse that hasn't touched the turf yet. This horse has raced twice, with a second and a five-length win at Monmouth Park, which is the only question mark I have. Why was this horse at Monmouth Park? The five-horse, Bellera, trained by Todd Pletcher. Pletcher's barn is heating up, but I'm looking at the breeding on this horse, and the mare that this horse is out of was a pretty good turf runner. So I think first time on the turf with some tactical speed in this race, on the inner turf, going a mile, which has been holding speed, I think this is going to be a nice little play today. So play today in the fourth race up at Saratoga is the five-horse, Bellera. Now, if it rains, all bets are off, but I don't think it's supposed to rain up there until later in the day.
All right. We'll check out and see how we do tomorrow.
Have a great day. You know what we should do? We should take an estimate of how many home runs are going to be hit every day and see if we can get close to it.
You know
how many
what?
Games are there today?
There's a bunch. We'll start that tomorrow. We'll start that tomorrow.
Well, I got it right here real quick. Okay. Hold on. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. So there's 28 teams. I say 130 home runs.
28 teams today, and
let me change that. I'll go 95 home runs today.
28 teams?
Mm-hmm.
75.
All right, so Marshall says 75, and I said 95. All right, let's see what happens.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
Have a great day.
Take care. Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.